Thank you for holding. Is this Christopher?
Yes.
Hey, Christopher. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a very busy day, but good problem to have.
Right. Yeah.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara, about this listing on the first page of Google. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
She kind of explained it, all of it. Obviously, you know, I still want to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. So our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. 20 years we've been doing this, and we specialize in Google Places placements. Those are the three guys that are next to the map there on the first page of the Google search results. And that's our main focus today. We had a listing that became available, and according to Google, you're on the qualified candidates, but we're going down a list of qualified companies. You know, we're just looking for one business to fill the opening. Once we fill the position, we're closing out the entire category. So you're in a contractor category. Does that make sense?
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
But we won't just list you for contractor. We'll be able to list you for all of your services.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. The guys that are on the first page of Google are some of the most verified and legitimized businesses that are on the internet. And what we're able to do is get you Google verified, but because of the Google verification and our processes, you actually end up having a complete online marketing strategy. You'd be on the first page of Bing. You'll be on the first page of Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll be on the first page for Apple and Safari, whether they're using the iPhone. You have the mobile platform. Yeah, so it's actually covering your bases on multiple different forms of search. They're even on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. There's a Facebook business page we'd create for you and even run Facebook ads through. And those will all show that you're a Google verified contractor as well. And all these companies just have pre-existing relationships with Google. So, you know, when we sign a business up, we're able to put them on multiple platforms across the internet and try to generate as much traffic as possible for them so that way they keep using the Google advertising.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. Yeah.
Yep. We'll even build your website for you. We're basically like a one-stop shop for all your marketing and advertising needs, and then the tracking system that we provide actually helps you keep track of all your clients, too. So you have documentation and know exactly what you're getting from the services each month and every guy you work with. You can request reviews through that app, you know, and it's kind of like a pipeline where you can go in there and just make sure you're not losing track of all the jobs you've completed. Great tool.
Right.
Yep. So our services, though, it's all month to month. We don't require any kind of long-term contract. We do like the flexibility to be able to part ways with a business owner, too, especially when we're just getting to know you. You know, if your reviews start coming back real bad or something crazy happens, we'll go, hey, you know, keep your money. We're going to go a different route. But not saying that's going to happen with you, right? Just full disclosure, that's kind of the reason we like doing the month-to-month thing. Instead of requiring you to sign up for 6 months or a year.
Right.
And then after a couple of months, everything goes well. We'll make you an offer. You could do 6 months or a year if you want. Saves you some money. Typically, though, we charge $4.99 month to month for the general contractors in this area. I can get approval to put you on the same package that has all the bells and whistles, but I can reduce the rate down to just $2.99 month to month. And that's with the custom website design, everything included. So realistically, okay, your business would be looking at about $10 a day in order to have a professionally built site and everything professionally hosted. Also be a top recommended option anytime somebody searches or does a keyword search for house painter or any of the services you provide.
Okay. So it would be $299 a month,
mm-hmm.
And that is like a month-to-month basis, right? It's not like we're going into a contract or anything.
Exactly. Yep. Month-to-month, no contract, and there's no other fees throughout the month either. So you won't get any like lead fees, click fees, call fees. It's just a one-time payment each month that covers everything.
And what about, what is it called? You said they'll design, like, a website and everything?
Mm-hmm. You want to see some examples?
Cool. Yeah, if I could, yeah.
Yeah, here. You got texting on this number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. Actually, I should have just done this so you could see it, too. I'm going to send you the pricing page as well.
Okay.
Yep. Here we go. Should have them both now. Yeah, so the package that I'm offering you is called the Platinum Package. It has a ribbon around it. It says most popular. It's the very last package down on the pricing page. So actually on our site, it's advertised at $5.99 for the Platinum. The Pro is usually the one that's advertised at $4.99. But technically what you're getting is going to be a full Platinum Package because I've included the website for you too at no extra cost. And then you'll actually see in the fine print, usually there's that one-time setup fee of $299. I'm actually going to get that waived for you. So you won't have to pay the $299 setup fee, and then I've also cut the monthly price basically by 50%. So we're saving you about $600 today with the new in business credit, and then waiving the fees on your website. And then each month moving forward, it's still going to save you another $300 because I'll actually lock you in at that price of just $299 month to month.
Okay.
So it's an indefinite discount. It's not just a first month thing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just going through all of what you just sent me.
No, you're fine. Take your time.
I haven't heard of you guys, you know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're premier Google partners, though, so we only reach out when there's a position available in your industry and area on the first page of Google. That's always going to be our main product you'll see in all of our packages. It always starts with Google Places, Google Advertising. But our credentials are always there. 20 years experience, and we're premier Google partners, so it's the highest accreditation you could achieve of the Google partners. We're actually the longest tenured Google partner company in the country. So I guess the only way you'd really hear about us is if we reached out to you or if you reached out to Google to do Google advertising, then they would put you within our network or put you in contact with us to see what we have available.
I definitely like that. Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a great fit, actually. I just noticed. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I just noticed that you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yeah. I'm with Angie now. Yeah, I'm paying for, like, you know, the leads and stuff.
Right. Well, that's why I was saying I think this would be a great fit for you, because usually that's pretty expensive, right?
Yeah. Paying $735 a month.
Oh, God. You know how they get their leads?
I don't.
They're on the first page of Google.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that is true, because when I searched up, because I wanted to do my comparison, because I had my doubts with them, so I was doing my research, and literally when I went on Google, they're the first ones from all the other marketing companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they do Google advertising in order to get a lot of their leads. That's their main source of getting leads. The difference is with that service, though, is when they capture that person's information, they don't let the person, like, actually contact the business owners usually directly. Or if they do, they tell them, hey, we're going to connect you with multiple trusted professionals. So they know they're going to get quoted multiple times. And then they send the lead to three or four other guys, not just one person. So obviously, if the lead goes to five people, one person's going to get it, you know. It's 20% chance. You're basically paying for a 20% chance when you buy a lead from them. And then, you know, they're going to charge you the lead fee even if you're not the one out of five guys that gets it. Does that make sense?
Right.
So that's why you end up with a bill at like $700-something dollars. I mean, ours is usually still $599 for a local business, but you know, we're generating leads from multiple different platforms, and we're letting the customers call you directly. you know. So you don't have all those extra lead fees. You don't have the leads being saturated by four or five other guys. That's why I was saying, you know, I've worked with a lot of people who have used that, and they always tell me, we wish we would have found them sooner. Or they wish we
right,
would have found
right.
them sooner.
Right, right. No, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
but the hard part about Google is, like, you have to have a spot open. You know, Home Advisor by Angie's, you can go sign up for that whenever. So I don't blame people for doing that, especially if there's not availability to be on the first page of Google in your industry and area. You know?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad thing that you did that, but I'm telling you, if you could pair them side by side, it's pretty self-explanatory. I think after the first month or two, you'll probably part ways with them.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I mean, with them, I know it is kind of like a contract. So what I was told is that it's a 12-month contract. But I can decide to leave earlier. I would just have to pay 30% or whatever mm-hmm. is still remaining.
Yeah, they try to do that all the time, but it never holds up. They basically, like, try to fear people into sticking with them, but here, I'll send you this text message so you can see it. You know the Federal Trade Commission?
No.
The Federal Trade Commission is the Fed. The Fed. They could literally shut down any business. They monitor trade, both domestic and international, and things that come into the states, you know, and how business is being conducted in the states. And so they've been under investigation with the FTC since 2012, actually. They shut them down. Home Advisor used to be called Service Magic. And you could see the whole history on that. And they got shut down. The same people, same CEO, same owner, they started Home Advisor in 2014, 2 years later, claiming to not be doing what they were doing before with Service Magic, selling the leads to multiple people, old leads, outdated leads, still charging fees for them. And then they, you know, they rebranded as Home Advisor, and then in 2017, Angie's List was going bankrupt, and then they acquired Angie's List and all the people that were on Angie's List. So now it's Home Advisor by Angie, but Angie's List doesn't actually exist anymore. Just their clients got shifted over to that platform when they bought them. So,
yeah, because in my research, I also did see that they also had, like, a Class A,
mm-hmm.
some class lawsuit against them.
Oh yeah, they have thousands.
And I was reading over a bunch of like contractors, but that was back in 2019, 2020.
Oh yeah.
And then ever since then, they kind of switched up and changed things.
No, I mean, what I just sent you, this was just October 2024. I think there was even a more recent one in January. But in total, last year, they ended up having to pay back like $8.3 million to the business owners on their platform. Because they're telling them, hey, you can't cancel. You got to charge us 30%. And it's like, it never holds up. The reality is if you feel it's detrimental to your business, not a benefit to your business, you could part ways with it. That's another reason why Google's not going to tell you, oh, we require a contract, because we can't require you to stick with a marketing campaign. It's always going to be optional for your business. It's not something that we can require that you pay for or you have to pay for, you know. For us, we could say, hey, we'll just stop putting you on the first page, so your calls are going to slow down, you're going to stop getting customers, but, you know, we can't force you to continue to use our services. It just doesn't hold up. The business owners just have the right to do as they please as far as marketing goes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that.
Don't be afraid of that. No, but don't be afraid of it. You know what I mean? It's really not one of those things that's going to stick. I've had guys fill out the forms and, like, report them for fraud right there on the FTC, and then they have their money back in, like, a week, you know? So the major benefit to you, though, again, our calls are recorded by Google, by the way, so I shouldn't even really be bashing them since they pay Google a lot of money. They tell me not to do that. So I'll kind of – I want to navigate the conversation away from that. But the major benefit to you is that we even have the listing available for your area. You know, when you do a local search, let's just say, I don't know if you're near a computer, let's just say you typed in house painter or drywall contractor. There's only going to be three options that show locally, not just for Newark. I mean, this is the same three guys you'll get for about a 25-mile radius. And, you know, we have just one spot open that falls within that contractor category for all those keywords. So once we fill that position, then you would be kind of stuck with Home Advisor more so, because you wouldn't have different options, really. I mean, you could put yourself on Yelp and Yellow Pages and all those other directory submissions, but I'm telling you, with the Platinum Package service, we put our clients on all those, and about 90% of the calls are still just coming off the first page of Google. That's what everybody uses. So for me,
right,
being able to package all these things into one, I mean, have you looked into just buying a website for your company? And what that costs, like to get the domain and the hosting and then actually building it?
Yeah, I did. I was actually looking to having like a web developer, like hiring somebody. But mm-hmm. when I was looking at the prices, like they're pretty up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the beauty of this package. So not only are you able to get the site, get the Google Business Profile, get it verified, and then be on the first page all at the same time versus trying to do each one of those things individually. It's saving you thousands of dollars. That's not to mention Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, all the other things that we'll be creating and hosting for the business as well. So we're truly investing, too, on our end in something long-term. You know, obviously right now it doesn't make sense for our company to shave $600 off of all these products and features for somebody that we don't really know yet. But, mm-hmm. you know, if it results in a long-term business relationship and everything works how it's supposed to, then over time, that agreement's going to really make sense. And so even though we're saying it's month to month, we're really thinking that it's something that you're going to stick with as your long-term marketing solution when I'm making you this offer.
Gotcha. Now, yeah, it definitely sounds really good and everything. I definitely want to try something like that, because I did want to, you know, be, you know, on Google and stuff, you know, and I know it is hard to establish, to get on the first page, you know, because I know you have to be, like, in business for a while, and you have to have a lot of customers and this and that.
Not really. It used to be like that. Like, you used to have a certain amount of reviews in order to even reach it. Back in, like, 2012, it was just, like, whoever had the most reviews usually was the top recommended person. Now it's truly like a paid advertisement, just like Yellow Pages or anything else back in the day. You'll see top guys that'll have like two reviews over people with 100 reviews, and it's simply just they got a phone call like this one day and they started doing Google advertising, so they get that spot.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And so the website, how do you guys set the website up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have these templates that I sent you, but this is just kind of like a starting point, right? You could pick one of those starting templates, but the website's fully customizable. It's a full custom website design. So, you know, we have a client interview for everybody that we sign up. Like, let's say you said, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. I'll create your account. We'll secure the position, and then I'll schedule an appointment with you. And the client interview technician is going to go over all the services you provide, the service area you cover, and then we'll get a general idea on how you want the website to look. And if you need help developing a logo, we could help you with that. We'll ask you to send in any photos of, like, before and after shots for the portfolio. And then we'll send over the initial draft after about 2 to 3 days. And then any changes you want to make, since we're providing hosting to you, it's all a part of the service. So you just let us know, like, hey, I actually want it to look like this or like this, and can we move this? And we'll literally just continue to fine-tune the site until it actually looks how you want it to look. But from my experience, websites are ever-changing. You know, guys sign up, and then after a month, they go, actually, I want to switch this service, and I want to focus more on this, and I want to run this promotion. So, you know, that's the benefit to having a host as well, and not just somebody building the website and, you know, charging like an annual service fee for hosting while not actively doing it, right? We'll be in there with you making sure the website's consistently looking how you want it to look and represent you properly.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I just sounds good, definitely.
It's always better when you have it professionally hosted, because then it just allows you to focus on what you want to focus on, which is, you know, the customers that are coming in, getting good reviews, you know, building up the company's base of reoccurring clients and new clients at the same time.
Right. And then, obviously I have, like, my phone number, and, like, I can put it up to my email and all of that. And,
oh, yeah.
Contact my custom profile. How would I... Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, like, pictures and stuff, how would I submit them, or how would that get done? Like, would that be someone who...
Yeah, super easy. So here, I'll send you this right now. The first one is my direct number and extension. The line that I'm texting you on is actually our company's line, like the 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm.
So you could always communicate via there, or for pictures, we ask you to send them to this email address just so they don't come out pixelated and they come out as high quality and... high resolution as you send them. You just send them to this email, photos@localsplash.com. And then we already have your number and everything on file with your account. So when you send those in, we already know it's you and what website and what business to associate them with. And we use those photos not just for your website. We'll use those photos for your Facebook page, for your Google business profile, for Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We'll actually submit those across the board. So that way you're kind of building up and showing people what you can do on all platforms, not just on your website.
Right.
Yeah. So we recommend you send those as often as you can, and continue to update it as the new jobs come in.
Yeah, I just have a bunch, you know?
Yeah, send them in. We could build a whole portfolio on the website, and like I said, we could use it for other platforms. Do you have a logo already?
Yeah, I have my own logo and everything.
And that too, yeah. Yeah, we'll brand it across the board.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I'll save you a lot of time.
No, my wife is also listening in, and she was just asking me something, so my bad.
No, it's fine. If she has any questions, it's totally fine. Basically her business too.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
I know how that goes.
And you said, so it would be $299 just for this month?
No. So, Christopher, I'm going to lock you in at $299. So as long as you're with us, you'll keep that rate. And every time somebody signs up with us, you get a service agreement in writing. So we'll actually send this all over to you in writing with your receipt, and then you'll sign off on it as well. And then you'll have a hard copy on file, and we'll have a hard copy on file of everything we're doing for you for the price each month. So even though it's month to month and you're not binded to a contract, we still document everything that we're doing for you so that we have a written exchange.
Cancel Angie and go with them. Yeah, I think so. I like everything how it sounds.
I'm not supposed to tell you to cancel Home Advisor by Angie, but I think after a month or two, that's probably what you'll do.
Yeah, I mean, they were I still have obviously my doubts with them and everything, you know. I always try to think positive.
It has to work for some people, you know. It has to work for some people.
Yeah.
There's no way guys are continuing to pay year after year and renewing with them if it's not working. So there's some people that it's working. Typically the people that it's working for, though, you know, they're dropping their price. You know, they're usually going, hey, I can undercut the other four or five guys that are getting the leads as well. And that's typically what the homeowner or business owner goes with, is whatever's going to be cheapest for them. On Home Advisor by Angie's, this is more of a quality over quantity, and just more people pick off of Google than actually going to Angie's. Typically, the people who go down to Angie's, either the guys that are up here are too busy, or the price is too high, or the price is probably high because they're already too busy. And so they go, okay, let me go down to Home Advisor by Angie's and get one of these, like, newer, maybe not more established contractors and see if I can get a better rate.
And that's that's the typical competition there. Obviously, I know the customer's probably going to go whoever has the cheapest price, you know?
Yeah, because Home Advisor doesn't separate you guys in any way. They just say, hey, they're all trusted contractors. Go ahead and pick one. You know, so in the homeowner's eyes, they see you guys all as kind of the same thing, and then now they're just trying to hear the price. They should be paying attention to the quality of the work.
Exactly.
They don't always do that because, and that's another thing though too, is even on the receiving side, the homeowners and business owners that have hired people off of Home Advisor have even gone after Home Advisor for misrepresenting not just the, or misrepresenting the quality of the contractors that they're sending over to their home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I reached out to them because I was like, I've been slow from basically the beginning of December. No work through December, no work throughout January at all. I have some leads, coming in. Just like all of my work is scheduled, for like March. Like March, we have a home extension.
That's a lot of the weather, but
yeah, exactly.
We have a system, so we're not really playing a guessing game here. Like, we know what we need to do in order to get your phone ringing and get you customers, because there's a system called Google Analytics, and Google Analytics lets us see, like, how many times people typed in carpet installer, house painter, drywall contractor, home remodeling contractor, and we use that data to formulate a game plan of, you know, how are we going to get Christopher as much exposure as possible, as many leads as possible each month, right? Obviously, you have final say on everything you're listed for, so we kind of pick your brain on, hey, these are all the services you provide. All right, well, it looks like people typed in indoor painter more than interior painter, right, just because some people do weird things like that. Well, we'll be able to attack that and make sure you're getting found and connected with the right people, right? And so we do see that dip in the analytics, like when the weather comes in, like around, like you're saying, December or January. It does even slow down a little bit for the guys that are on the first page. But of the jobs that are out there, almost 100% of them are picking a guy off the first page of Google. So it's like, if you're not on the first page of Google and it's December and January, it's basically dead because people aren't, word of mouth slows down. People aren't going out, you know, looking for people. They just pull out their phone and search it, you know.
Right. Yeah. No. And I did have customers, you know, reach out to me that I placed bids, you know, and they always ask me like, hey, can I get your website? Hey, can I get? I tell them like, hey, you know, I'm still working on my website, but you know, I have references. I always have references.
Credibility is a huge thing too. Yeah, I've actually had that happen, and I tell people that too. It's like, hey, even if I find you on Home Advisor by Angie's, I'm not just going to take their word for it that you're a good contractor. Let me go look you up. Let me, like, see your website. Let me see work that you've done before I even waste your time and tell you to come to my house, you know? So we'll definitely help you in that regard too. You know, all the credibility factors will be there. You'll have multiple review platforms, multiple pictures and places where they can find those pictures, the website, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, like, even word of mouth was pretty good with us, because we just got partnered up with a different contractor, and we're set to paint. It's my biggest project ever yet. It's 14 townhouses, or each three stories. The contract is over, I think it was like over $130,000, if I remember.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. you should be. That's huge. Definitely want to make sure you kill that job, you know, because then that'll line you up for more to happen, you know. People talk.
Yeah.
Hey, you know a guy?
the guy doesn't do, like, any small jobs or medium-sized jobs. He goes after large commercial jobs. Like, he told me to give him a quote for an apartment building.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say that. So I have a property management company locally here. We're based in Southern California. We're right next to Google. If you look us up and look up Google Building One. But I have a guy out here. He does property management. And it was like the first 3 weeks he signed up with us, we landed him this huge contract. It was an annual contract for these newly built apartment complexes. So basically, he didn't even need to advertise anymore. He's like, we're just going to be the, the property managers for this huge place. And that's all the contract we need. Like, me and my guys are basically set for work until this contract ends. So he ended up, landing that job from it right away. And it set him up for, however many years now.
Yeah, I always say it only takes one big job to, like, set you
If you're open to that, though, too, sometimes when you do those big contracts, a lot of times guys, they start their business so that they can have their own business and be their own boss. And a lot of times when you sign a commercial contract like that, you're now working for somebody again, though. So it's kind of a push and pull. Some people are open to it, but it's almost like you're giving away your freedom again, and now you have a 9-to-5 schedule where you have to maintain that property, and you got to report. And so,
right.
Yeah. So there's the pros and cons.
Property management, but like these contracts, like this, like for example, like this guy, he said he has the one big, it's like a four-story building, mm-hmm. And that was quoted at like about $700,000, because it's just so many apartments. It's like 525,000 square feet of paint that needs to be done. So it's a big job. So I mean, if we land that'll put us in a great place, business wise and financially,
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. Yeah, but that's all credit to you for taking the first step, Some people never take the first step. Yeah, they never have the cojones.
Right. No,
so they never win, yeah. Yeah. But
I look for things,
Yeah. That's how it is. You gotta attack life. Don't let life attack you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't stand still. I'm always even when I'm not working, I'm looking for work, either promoting myself through like the Nextdoor app, contacting old customers, trying to reach new ones,
Yeah. If you already are proactive like that too, then you're gonna do great with this. We have our own app and tracking system where you'll have that pipeline of previous clients that you could always reference, because it'll save their information. And then obviously you being on that first page and on the other platforms, you'll have a consistency of new ones coming in too. So my question to you is if I can approve that package and pricing structure at $299 month to month for the platinum bundle and then waive the setup fee for you, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way we can show you how well it works.
I do want to do it. I know my wife she's just putting down one of the kids to nap.
How many do you have?
Three.
Nice. They're young?
Newborn. You sound young. 2-year-old and 4-year-old.
A 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and what was the other one?
A newborn. She's about a month and a half.
All boys or all girls? Boys and girls?
Two girls, one boy.
Two girls, one boy. Nice. I have a son and a daughter who's also a newborn. She's 6 months old. And my son, he's going to be 4 in April. So they're around the same. Same age.
Yeah.
I'm trying to enjoy the newborn phase, but I'm a little upset, because I literally felt like I was so close to getting out of diapers, and then now I got a whole new round of diapers.
That was literally me. When we had our
our son,
never ending.
We were like, okay, you know, just diapers, and then we found out she was pregnant again. And okay, I was like, now we got double the diapers. He finished his, and then we were super close to her finishing her diapers, and then I'm like, okay, so we're not gonna have any more, and then boom.
Yep. Yeah, it's a never ending process. That's a bill that's been on my tab for years.
Yeah. It's getting more and more expensive.
Yeah, people are like, don't you have Costco? I'm like, yeah, but still, it's still like an expense every month on diapers that I've been paying for years.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this will definitely help you pay for all those diapers. You know, all we need to do is land one of the right projects over the next 30 days, and it'll pay for itself with the customers that it's bringing in for you.
Gotcha. Yeah, so let me, if I can, I definitely would like it just to talk it over, and I want to show the links that you sent me to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to find out if I can get my money back from Angie, like, this week.
Gotcha. Yeah, the reason I was asking you for the agreement today is because we have the position open, but my reps, kind of like Tara, remember the girl that called you in the beginning of the call?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a call center. Like, we're partnered with Google, and it's just a giant call center. And so basically they're calling out into this area right now for the general contractors. So it's like, once I hang up with you, they'll send the next pre-screen guy until the spot fills. We usually can't like put it on a hold or anything like that. So that's the only reason why I was asking if you wanted to move forward with it today.
I do want to do it over today. Does it have to be right at this moment, or can I get a call back in maybe like 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, usually they fill pretty quickly. I mean, is there any way, like my concern is this, because they're already actively calling, and there's other senior representatives like myself that are actively on calls as well. And so literally it's like, hey, we send this notification that the spot's filled, and then we close it out. And it takes it off the board. So, like, they can't call out anymore, basically. Like, those conversations end. Is it just a matter of getting, like, the permission from your wife?
Basically, and then just kind of, just see, because obviously, you know, we just spent this money with them, with Angie, and, you know, I still have, like, my doubts with them, and I'm just trying to see, because, like, they told me I was supposed to get, like, a bunch of leads at the beginning, mm-hmm. and, you know, the app has been pretty silent, you know?
Yeah.
And they were saying at the beginning that there's, like, a bunch of stuff. So
I'm not trying to, you know, nudge anything, but it sounds to me like you already have your mind set on not continuing with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I still had my doubts before, you know.
But if that's the case, then don't miss your opportunity to get on the first page of Google, because let's say you pass this up and you fast forward a month or two from now and you say, hey, I want to put myself on the first page. If there's no spot available, you're basically just going to be waiting until one of these other guys, like, discontinues their placement or relocates to another area before we can have the conversation again.
Gotcha. Gotcha, yeah.
It's not like HomeAdvisor by Angie's where you could just kind of throw yourself up there. If there's already people soliciting those spaces in your industry and area, then we're kind of stuck. We have to wait for a space to open up before we can bring on another company.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me one quick second here.
Okay.
Let me talk to her really quick, all right?
Okay.
One second. Hello?
Yep, I'm still here with you.
Alright. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
She was just... She does, like, a deeper dive look into mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
So she takes her time.
No, that's good.
So the only thing that she just caught to my attention and just kind of being brutally honest and transparent, like she was looking at the reviews and stuff,
mm-hmm.
And like the most recent reviews, and they're all like one star, and
for
they're
us?
All like very negative. Yeah.
On what platform?
On Google.
On Google? On Google we have 1,022 reviews with a 4.2. On BirdEye we have 879 with a 4.9. And on featured customers from our actual customers that use our services, there's 1,703 reviews with a 4.8 out of 5. The only place where there's like a lot of bad reviews would be the Better Business Bureau. There's like 30 something of them. And they're only bad ones get posted on the BBB. But we have an A-plus mm-hmm. accreditation because none of them are unresponded to. So that's how you keep your A-plus is you resolve the issues with anybody that writes those reviews, but you can't take them down even if you resolve the issue and take care of the client. So we always advise the clients now yeah. to, like, before, if you have an issue, call it. You know, don't just go in there and write something negative so that way we can get you taken care of. But, yeah, we have a 20-year
right.
track record, and we don't, I mean, obviously, as a marketing company that's partnered with Google, we would be able to expunge anything on there if they truly wanted to. But our CEO, he won't do that just for transparency. But what was her biggest concern? Like, what did she read that made you guys feel like it would be bad for you?
None of it would be bad. It's just that mm-hmm. She did see the reviews. Like, there was one. Let me see if I can get the phone.
Mm-hmm. Did you show her that, you know, our look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor and see, like, the reviews from the business owners that use what you guys are currently doing now? And it's a one star
yeah,
across the board.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
4.2
like one
with a couple bad ones is a lot better than a one star for tens of thousands.
This one's about leads. I've been with this company for a year when the first contact me and they promised me they were going to get me on the top of the review list with Google within 30 to 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting. Let's see. Still waiting after a year. I go on Google and I look both my company. I can't find it. I complain about this every month. So I got nothing. They didn't have a problem. They don't have a problem taking money out of my account every month.
What's the name of this one?
The money is a joke. Jared Alsip. I don't know how that last name.
Gerard Alsus? Also?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let me search here. Because we have a back-end system, so when I put Gerard with G-E-R-A-R-D, then it had that last name popped up. A-L-S-I-E-U-X. Okay. Here it is. He's still an active client. Okay, hold on. How do I send you the screenshot of this? So, perfect example. So, Control-Alt-Print-Screen. And then, do I go here to Pictures? Literally still an active client. So it's a month-to-month service. He's not going to continue to pay for it if he's not seeing good results.
Right, right.
He literally paid for it 4 days ago, and he's been with us for over a year. And he actually upgraded to another product called LSA, which are the Google Guaranteed guys at the top of the screen there, the little green check mark.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're
Why
doing pay-per-view.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, the second one's better. He fixed it.
No, the other one was 2 weeks ago, and then this one was a week ago. Same guy, but this time he put it was even longer. I own an air conditioning company in Florida. I think I thought it was Google, but now he said he's been with you guys for over a year. I still can't find my company on Google, and every time I call them, they give me a story.
Okay, so his company is called Our Family Heating and Cooling LLC. So if you look up HVAC Contractor Hudson, Florida, that's his primary keyword. And he's on the first page twice. He's not only next to the map locally, like we were offering to do for you, but he's also in the Google Guaranteed category at the very top, doing pay-per-lead. I'm trying to send you this link for his account, but it's... Hold on, let me see. How do I copy image? Are you going to save? It's a perfect example. Like, somebody could say something negative, and then... We jump on it, maybe we fix it for them, and they're still with us. This guy's paying $18.35 per month on Google Guaranteed. The reality is like the only way to get on Google is to go through the Google partners. So it's like you have to work with a Google partner, and there has to be a spot open to get there for your business, you know, regardless of, somebody had a bad experience and then they're still using it. At the end of the day, in order to get your company up there, there has to be a spot open, and it has to go through the Google Partner Program. And that's what we have, and that's what we're offering, right? So at the end of the day, you do want to get there, but we can't say things like, or obviously our calls are recorded, right? So I can't say things like, oh, I guarantee you that you're going to be a millionaire, or you're going to be an overnight success, or you're going to get this many customers from it. At the end of the day, we can't guarantee you anything from it, right? So if somebody... Whoever sold him, I'll have to look that up, but if they promised him that he was going to get or guaranteed him he was going to get leads without it actually being a part of the Google Guarantee Program, which ironically he is in the Guarantee Program now, you're not supposed to say that. You know, the only way we can guarantee you something is through Google Guaranteed. Save as image. Boom. Okay, got it. And then now I just need to... Send this over. Oh, now I have to go back to your account. Okay. Where'd you go? There we go. Bada boom, bada bang. And don't worry, we're not going to charge you over. Well, he's paying $225 into Facebook ads. It says he's paying $149 into his local listing, and he's paying $1,835 into his Google Guarantee campaign. So this guy's literally spending like more than $2,000 a month with our company as an HVAC contractor.
Oh, wow. So it within like the this package is going to be like other packages available?
Yeah. Yeah, this is just a starting package. That's why I'm trying to start you out low, go month to month, get to know each other, show and prove, build a relationship with you. The only way we're going to get you to come back each month is if we make sure it's working for you. And then if you want to expand and do like Google Guaranteed or Google Ads or show up, you know, further than just 25, 30 miles, then we could do that by adding the other services. But in order to get right. Google Guaranteed, you have to have a verified Google business profile, and you got to have at least 6 reviews on there. Like, yeah. You don't even have a verified Google business profile. People couldn't even look you up if they type in Elite Renovations LLC. So we got to build all that stuff for you. You know, we're building the company from the ground up online. So that's why I'm offering you, like, an introductory package to get those things going. Because the more you put it off, the further you're falling behind, basically. Like, there's competition that you have out here that are already, you know, 100 reviews built up. And you're supposed to be competing with those guys for jobs, you know. It's like, if we just keep putting this off, let's say you put it off for another year, they continue to build up, and it's just going to make it that much more difficult for you to compete in the market later. Versus, you know, fast forward a year from now, you go, you know, there's another $100,000 job on the line, and these people are able to see you have 100 reviews, a website built, and you're Google verified as a contractor. They know you're licensed, insured, you know. Those are all huge credibility factors. So that's what I was saying. You know, you want to think about you. And same thing with your wife and, like, the family. You want to think about you if you don't do it. What's the consequence of not getting all this stuff done and then continuing to pay $750 a month towards lead fees?
Yeah. And, like, the difference is, like your guys is paying, like, a price is only $300, you know, versus $700, you know.
Well, right, but that's also why I'm taking that angle. So, like, me personally, I've been here 12 years. I have guys that I've worked with 10, 11 years already, consecutively. And the way I started out and the way you get that to happen is you have to build trust and get to know each other. So you start small. You know, I'm not trying to get you to break the bank. The full cost of these packages, you usually pay $898 the first month, and then you're paying $599 each month after that. I'm going, hey, $299. Right. Well, who leaves $600 on the table? You know, especially a guy like me, it's got two kids myself. But we also get, like, residual from Google. So it's like if we properly maintain you and keep you happy and you keep coming back on your own each month, there's kind of like a kickback for that, for us to continue to help you. It's like we're, like, incentivized to make sure it's working for you, you know. And that's what keeps guys continuing to use Google advertising. And so Google's whole monopoly is that they have tens of thousands of business owners, not just through the partner network, but in all over the U.S. and Canada, that are paying monthly for these advertising. And that's where all their money comes from.
Right.
It's like 85% of income. So it's not some unknown thing. I mean, it's been proven to be the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. Maybe some people go into it with their head in the clouds and some false expectations, and then they get upset. But as far as getting it done, nobody's going to be able to service your company or help you out with this stuff better than we can.
Right, right. No, I have no doubt in that. So now, since it is a month-to-month thing,
mm-hmm.
Like next month or whatever, it's not working out for me, and, you know, I won't be billed any longer, right?
No, yeah, you have my direct number and extension already right there in your text messages, and then we also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You hit extension 1. There's nobody with us that doesn't want to be with us. You know, if you call in and
right.
you say you don't want to do it, we'll stop all future billings, and we even tell the client we part ways as friends. And another thing we don't do is we don't go in there and delete everything that we've built up. Like, you won't lose your Google business profile and all the things that we've created for you. We'll just stop doing the optimization. So you won't see yourself on the first page anymore when people are looking up your services, and the calls will slow down, but people will still be able to look you up by name, see your reviews, see all the Google business profile, and that you're verified. We don't delete those.
Right, right, right. Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's
there's still a long-term benefit to you, even if you just do it for a couple of months. But obviously our goal is to get it to work really effectively so you don't have a problem continuing to use it.
Right, and then that's what I was going to ask, too, like, if, you know, if I were decided to, like, say, like, hey, you know, I don't want to do this anymore, if it'll, like, just delete everything and I won't have, like, access to, like, the website or anything like that.
Nope, we don't. And that's part of your service agreement. Remember I was telling you we send you everything in writing right at point of sale? So if you sign up, they literally will automatically send that agreement to you while I have you on the line, and it'll have outlined in there, like, all the products and features, the billing date, the discounted pricing structure, the cancellation, everything is outlined in black and white. So we don't go in and delete anything. It literally says, like, hey, we'll just part ways as friends. Stop doing the optimization so you're not on the first page anymore, but you get to still keep all your online listing for your business.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Right, I think I want to try it out.
You're going to love it. And then I'm still going to be here with you, too, to walk you through the process. So I have to create your Google business profile. We're going to get you Google verified, which is huge, right? You only got to get Google verified one time for as long as you own the business. I'm going to send you that receipt, and I'll also send you a Google verification form for you to fill out. That Google verification form will ask you for, like, license, insurance, business registration, when you fill it out and submit it, it's going to go directly to the Google headquarters so they can give you your verified badge. So on the first page of Google, Christopher, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 954-815-9492?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Mesquita.
Oh, M-E-S-Q-U-I-T-E?
M-E-Z-Q-U-I-T-A.
I was close. Okay. Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send your receipt and everything in writing?
So it's going to be the first four of my last name and the first four of my first name. So
M-E-Z-Q,
Chris, 1 at Gmail.
Chris, 1 at Gmail. Wait, so you spell your first name C-H-R-I-S or just C-R-I-S?
C-H-R-I-S.
Okay, traditional spelling, right? Right, let me save. Okay, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how those guys get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are. I know you told me earlier in the call you got those three babies there. So if you do business from home, I can hide your address for you. So it just says city, state, and zip. But what's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
So I have a business address.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little pricey, though? I have like a brick and mortar?
I pay like $30 a month.
Oh, that's cheap. It's not
when
a P.O. box, is it?
When I set up my LLC, it came with that package. So I was like, yeah, I'll just keep it.
Oh, yeah, it's not a P.O. box though, right?
No. It's an actual like office.
Mailing address? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, as long as you can receive mail there. I just need, there's going to be a little 5-digit number on the back of this postcard when it comes in. It says Google on it, and then there's a little 5-digit number we need from you to verify your location. So what is that street address?
Yeah. How long does it, like, take to get there, basically?